This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is The A-Team. And this time around, the team is coming back from Iraq. And they get accused of something that they didn't do. So they go on the run and become good guys for hire. And they love going after the bad guys.
This court is rendering guilty verdicts for this Alpha Unit, or A-Team, and incarceration in maximum security facilities for 10 years.
We are innocent.
Well, can you even believe it's been like since 1983 or something since the original A-Team was on TV? And if you do the math, that's a long time ago, and you remember Mr. T. Well, if you've seen him lately, he doesn't look like he's aged at all, or has he calmed down at all. So he probably could have starred in this new movie, but they did go with a whole new cast and pretty much the same old characters. So what did the original A-Team give us? Well, some good, clean fun with lots of action, and the good guys always won. Now, in real life, we know the good guys actually get held back, pushed down, stomped on, and even torn into tiny little pieces. I'm not bitter or anything, but here's hoping the new A-Team continues the tradition and entertains the heck out of us. Now on to, yep, you guessed it, another remake of something right out of the 80s, The Karate Kid. And Jaden Smith is the Karate Kid this time. He moves to China with his mom, and he does not hit it off with school bullies. Well, Jackie Chan takes him under his wing to show him the way to maturity and discipline, and moves to kick some serious booty.
I don't want to be scared anymore.
Life will knock us down, but we can choose to get back up. Remember, always strong.
Now, first I have to tell you, I really missed Mr. Miyagi, but turns out Jackie Chan, he does a pretty mean mentor, teacher, wise doom guy, but not exactly the same guy as Mr. Miyagi. In fact, that's really this whole movie. Nothing's exactly the same as the original. It's just different enough to keep it interesting and keep you from assuming how things are going to go down, all without messing up the stories too much. What totally fascinated me, though, was watching Jaden Smith. It's like he must spend a whole lot of time with his dad, because it's like watching a miniature Will Smith on the screen. My guess, yeah, this kid might have an acting career. I have to say, though, I've done some thorough research on this. Well, I just asked the guy sitting next to me. So Jaden might have been fascinating for us girls to watch, but the guys found the whole thing a bit annoying. So for us girls, and probably the kids, on our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Karate Kid is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.